This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made his most explicit public comment yet about Israel's controversial judicial reform plan. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
President Biden replied to a reporter that he hopes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abandons his proposed judicial overhaul, which would allow lawmakers to override Supreme
Kyiv and Moscow have spent months locked in bitter combat over the now shattered eastern.
President Biden replied to a reporter that he hopes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abandons his proposed judicial overhaul, which would allow lawmakers to override Supreme Court decisions. Minutes later, Netanyahu posted on Twitter that Israel, as a sovereign country, would not make decisions based on pressures from abroad, including from the best of friends. Biden spoke to Netanyahu 2 days ago to express concern about the judicial overhaul that has plunged the prime minister's governing coalition into chaos. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Mexico's president said migrants targeted for deportation set a fire inside a detention facility Monday in protest, killing at least 40 people, injuring 29 others. Surveillance video released Tuesday showed guards made no apparent attempt to release the men. The immigration detention facility is in Ciudad Juarez, across the U.S. border from El Paso, Texas, and a major crossing point for migrants. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Russian forces are still edging forward in the bombed-out eastern Ukraine city of Bakhmut. A Moscow installed official said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Kyiv and Moscow have spent months locked in bitter combat over the now shattered eastern city of Bakhmut, a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder where the front line has barely moved. A Moscow-installed leader in eastern Ukraine on Tuesday said Russian forces were making gains in Bakhmut. But in a video released on Telegram, Ukrainian commander Oleksandr Sirsky said his forces were inflicting heavy losses on Russian attackers in an effort to exhaust the invaders. Heavy fighting has also moved to the town of Avdiivka, a bit to the south, where British intelligence said a Russian tank division had suffered heavy losses.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris praised African innovation as she delivered a speech to thousands of young people in Ghana on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle explains.
Her three-country African tour, starting in Ghana, is part of a charm offensive by Washington aimed at countering the growing influence of China and Russia on the continent.
This continent, of course, has a special significance for me personally as the first black vice president of the United States of America.
Harris also addressed, though women grow the majority of food on the continent, they are less likely to own the land they farm. Empowering women, she said, would benefit not only themselves, but also the entire economy.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Pirates boarded a Danish-owned Liberian-flagged oil tanker in the Gulf of Guinea over the weekend, the owner said Tuesday, adding that contact with the 16 crew members had been lost. Manjasa, the ship owner, said the crew had sought refuge in the tanker's secure room when the pirates boarded in accordance with the onboard anti-piracy emergency protocol. Three men took control of the ship, and since then the crew can no longer be reached, according to officials speaking to AFP. Pirates have long been a risk in the Gulf of Guinea, a major shipping route stretching more than 5,700 kilometers from Senegal to Angola, with Nigerian gangs carrying out most of those attacks. And there's no legal action from a Trump grand jury this week. We had more from Lisa Dwyer. We'll have that story coming up in our next newscast. In other news, a federal judge has upheld an approval for the Boy Scouts $2.4 billion bankruptcy plan. We'll get more on that story as well as we move on here the next hour. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.